Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 75 of the 80%. Today, we're talking about lifestyle creep. What it is, why it happens, and how to avoid this sneaky and silent budget killer. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Nahihirapan ka bang mag-save? Yung bang kahit na taon-taon kang nagkaka-salary increase or nakakalipat ka ng bagong trabaho na mas mataas ang sweldo, eh parang ganun pa rin, wala ka pa rin ipon. Nako, symptom yan ng tinatawag nilang lifestyle creep. Lifestyle creep or lifestyle inflation as it is also called is that gradual increase of your spending as your salary increases. And it's a bad money habit that many don't immediately notice. Hindi ito kagad napapansin, lalo na kung hindi mo ugali ang mag-budget ng sweldo mo. Pero paano nga ba ito nangyayari? Ganito, for instance, ang sweldo mo ay 20,000 pesos per month. And then nagkaroon ng salary appraisal sa work mo and naging 25,000 pesos per month na ang sweldo mo. What's the usual thing that happens next? Pwede kang mag-celebrate and then you'll probably start to imagine some of the things you can now buy with that extra money you'll have every month. Iniisip mo kasi, may extra 5,000 ka na every month, so mag-upgrade ka ng cellphone. 2,500 per month lang naman daw ang installment sa latest model. And then, naisip mong mag-enroll na rin sa gym. 1,500 pesos per month lang naman ang membership fee. So, 2,500 plus 1,500, that's equal to 4,000. May sukli ka pang 1,000 dun sa extra 5,000 na marireceive mo every month. Tama ba? Well, not exactly. First of all, hindi 5,000 ang marireceive mo na extra money per month. May taxes pa yan and other deductions. So siguro, that's just around 4,500 na extra cash per month for you. Second, yes, bago ang cellphone mo, ang ganda ng camera. At dahil doon, baka mamaya, tempted ka na parating kumain sa labas or mag-post ng OOTD sa social media. Which means, baka mas tumaas ang gastos mo sa pagkain at sa damit. Lastly, yung pag-enroll mo sa gym, naku, may extra cost din yan dahil apart from the membership fee, you'll have to spend on transportation in going to the gym. And of course, you'll have to buy workout clothes. Baka mamaya kailangan mo rin bumili ng bagong rubber shoes. Dadagdag din sa gastos mo yung laundry dahil mas dadami ang mga damit na lalabhan mo. Ganyan nangyayari ang lifestyle creep. Akala mo, pasok sa budget ang ginagawa mo, pero if you really write down the numbers, lugi ka pala. I'm not saying that you should not upgrade your lifestyle. What I'm saying is that you should do it the right way. You have to be prudent with your spending and always back up your decisions with actual numbers. What do I mean? First of all, kung nagka-salary increase ka or nasa bago kang trabaho, don't immediately upgrade your lifestyle. Palipasin mo muna ang isang buwan para ma-check mo kung magkano ba talaga ang take-home pay mo. Makikita mo kung gaano kalaki ba talaga ang madadagdag na pera sa sweldo mo. Second, habang pinapalipas mo yung isang buwan, it's better if you can also write down all your expenses. Isulat mo or ilagay mo sa isang spreadsheet ang lahat ng gastos mo. To be honest, even without the salary increase, tracking your expenses should be a habit. Dapat talaga alam mo kung saan pumupunta ang pera mo buwan-buwan, period. It's just part of good money management. And also, another habit that you need to learn is budgeting, or para sa akin, mas gusto kong tawag sa kanya is creating and following a spending plan. Bakit spending plan ang mas gusto kong tawag sa kanya? You can check out and listen to episode 18 of this podcast to learn why. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about an upcoming special and free online seminar that's happening on June 26. It's called Investing Day, and I've been invited by XTB Online Brokers to be the speaker for this event. I'll be sharing with you my investment outlook and where you should put your money during these times. Pag-usapan natin ang stock market, forex, cryptocurrencies, at marami pang iba. Sign up today to reserve your free slot. Just go to bit.ly/XTBinvestingDay. Again, that's bit.ly/XTBinvestingDay. All small letters. You can also check the episode description for the link. Hello everyone, I just want to give this quick shout out and say thank you to the people of Kumu. Kumu is a Pinoy live streaming app where you can connect and hang out with Filipino streamers and celebrities. To download the app, just click the link in the description. That's it, see you soon on Kumu. And now, let's go back to our episode. Of course, the best way to prevent lifestyle creep is to not upgrade your lifestyle at all when your income goes up. I especially recommend doing this kung may mga utang kang kailangang bayaran. Unahin mo muna yon, use the extra money to get out of debt first. Moreover, you can also use the extra money to instead prepare and invest for your future. Ano bang mga goals mo? Maybe instead of upgrading your lifestyle, you can give priority towards funding some of the necessary expenses you're expecting in the future or some of the goals that you have. For example, kung may anak ka, then it may be a good idea to just save and invest the money for their education. Or kung plano mong bumili ng kotse or bahay, then ipunin mo na lang yung extra money for the down payment in the future. Because let's be honest, some of these lifestyle upgrades are unnecessary. They're mostly things that are simply nice to have, mga non-essential. Pero teka muna, I'm sure naiisip mo na, isn't improving your lifestyle the point of making more money? Kaya ka nga nagtatrabaho ay para mabili at magawa mo ang mga gusto mo, not just in the future, but also today, to be able to afford not just your present needs, but also your present wants. Well, that is true. We work hard so we can afford a better lifestyle. But for me, this means giving our long-term goals more priority over short-term pleasures. The thing is, we all have limited time as productive individuals. Someday, our skills and knowledge can become obsolete and our bodies can no longer afford to work. And when that time comes, you have to make sure that you have other sources of income than yourself. Dapat nakapaghanda ka sa pagdating ng panahon na hindi mo na kayang magtrabaho. The money we get from our active income today should not solely be used to improve our current lifestyle. But more importantly, it should be used to secure our future and create passive income sources so that when you retire, your lifestyle will be a happy and comfortable one. I guess what I'm saying is, instead of impulsively upgrading your lifestyle, it's better if you can make it a part of your financial plan. Gusto mo palang mag-upgrade ng cellphone, so why not start saving money every month para makaipon ka na ng pang-upgrade? Gusto mo palang mag-enroll sa gym, so why not study your cash flow and see how you can afford it? Kung hindi kaya kahit magbawas ka ng gastos, then perhaps you can find a side hustle or create an extra source of income na yun ang magbabayad ng gym expenses mo. This way, you don't have to wait for a salary increase. You're being proactive with your goals, you're taking control of your finances, and you're being prudent and practical in upgrading your lifestyle. Lifestyle creep is a budget killer you least notice. To avoid it, all it takes is to have the patience and discipline to track our expenses regularly and follow a spending plan. It takes time until it becomes a habit, but it's worth it. There's nothing wrong with upgrading your lifestyle. You work hard and you certainly deserve it. But you also deserve a life without debt and financial worries. Because being financially free is the best lifestyle you can have. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.